5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights and climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
You would be hard-pressed to find a college that has been around for any period of time that didn't have its share of ghost stories. Most tells that incoming freshmen here are more lore and urban legend than reality. There's always a story of a student dying on campus from a suicide or a strange accident such as a fall from a bell tower. Sometimes it's an illness. Notre Dame has George Gipf, the legendary All-American football star who died of pneumonia during his senior year in 1920. While Gettysburg College has its share of spirits that have lingered around since its use as a military hospital during the Civil War. And then you have the Ridges at Ohio University, which used to be Athens Lunatic Asylum. And it has a cemetery on campus, just as a reminder. Even the smallest colleges have legends. And today, you will learn the legend of Ghostly Vera. For nearly 100 years, the name Vera has struck fear into the students of Virginia Intermont College who may have to walk the hallways after dark. The identity of the spirit who supposedly walks the halls of the school is thought to be a young woman who died a tragic death while attending college here in the 1920s. Incoming freshmen are quickly told the legend of Vera. Her scandalous love affair, her suicide, and the fire that was the result of her body dangling from a noose, knocking over lighted candles. Most of the people who know the legend also felt that they knew the identity of the spirit. This legend was told generation after generation. Numerous versions of the account have even appeared in print, including the school's official alumni newspaper. The story was so consistent that it came as a complete surprise when the real Vera turned up in the 1990s. the Vera that everyone assumed that it was alive and well in Texas. Vera spoke to officials of Virginia Intermont and said that she did attend 1 year of school, but didn't remember much about her time there. The 92-year-old was unaware that she had not only become a legend on campus, but had supposedly died 70 years earlier. The school said that even though the legend of Vera had been completely debunked, there is still something paranormal roaming the halls of Virginia Intermont College. There are several reports that will verify that. Old habits must be hard to break because the school still refers to their ghost as Vera. The haunting seems to be centered around a room on the third floor of the main hall. Legend says that there was once a fire in that room, and whenever renovations have been attempted, another fire has broken out. The room is currently used as storage and is said to be very difficult to heat. None of the security guards like to work the graveyard shift in the main hall. The haunted room is in the spookiest part of the building. It sits all alone at the end of the hall. Just past the room is a breezeway that connects main hall to east hall. It's dark up there, even in broad daylight. Security guard Jamie Smith said that lights flash on and off in the hallway and in the room without any apparent reason. Objects in the haunted room turn up missing or move all by themselves. Smith said that on one occasion that she walked past the room and a large table was sitting in the middle of the room. She walked past the room again moments later and the table was set for dinner. Sometimes she would see an apparition of a young woman standing at the window overlooking the campus. Behind her are glowing red flames that go from the floor to the ceiling. Smith started to be afraid to even be in the building alone. Every time she would walk past the room, she would keep her head down and stare sternly at the floor. She was afraid of what she might see if she looked in there. That's when Smith started hanging crucifixes around her neck to ward off paranormal attacks. Students had a real fear of Vera as well. Jane, a graduate, admitted that she had missed an entire semester out of fear. Jane was 18 and adventurous. She had heard the legend and the thought of living in a haunted dorm was exciting. She hoped to eventually see the ghost, a thought that she would soon regret. Her room was on the second floor of Main Hall. She was supposed to have a roommate, but the roommate never showed up, so Jane had the room all to herself. After 2 months, nothing had happened, and even though other ladies in the dorm had reported missing items and blamed it on Vera, Jane was beginning to think that maybe this was just a story. Around Halloween, several of the girls gathered to tell ghost stories around lit candles. Around midnight, Jane retired to her room for the evening. She slipped into her pajamas and got under the blanket. The room suddenly became ice cold. She opened her eyes to see a mist appear in the dark room. It formed into the shape of a young girl. It was just the head and the torso, no legs. The apparition floated in her direction. Jane tried to scream but couldn't, and then was horrified when she realized that her body was completely paralyzed. The spirit stopped about 3 or 4 feet from the bed and hung in midair. Its eyes stared at her. It was an intense, non-blinking stare that cut straight through her. All that Jane could do was stare back. After what seemed like an eternity, the entity turned back into a mist and then disappeared. At that point, Jane screamed as loud as she possibly could. She never stayed in Main Hall after that night. In fact, she completely dropped out of school and didn't return until the next fall. We may never know who haunts the halls of Virginia Intermont College, but the one thing we do know is who it isn't.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word, or daddy has to fight off a zombie herd. Once that zombie herd is dead, daddy has to hack off the devil's head. And if that devil's head gets hacked, daddy has to hunt down a werewolf pack. And when that werewolf take on a vampire guild. So hush, little baby, don't you cry, or daddy.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.